fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the third day of December, year of our Lord 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I believe the members of the House Judiciary Committee should begin their day with. It will be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you, your teams, your preparedness teams, to ramp up your training for 2020. Ramp up your training. What's it going to mean? Well, it's going to mean different things for different teams, but stick to the basics, emergency medical treatment, ham radio skills, field craft, use of defensive weapons, and so forth. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in Greenham, my friend Steve Van Noon. Steve has a great website. That website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And we're going to be talking about the events of the day. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. I do have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I assume that you are, as a patriot, you faithfully fly the American flag, not just on Veterans Day?
When I have one that's in good condition, I take them down when they get a little ragged around the edge. So now, in fact, I took delivery of a very nice new flag the other day, and it'll be going up probably today.
Oh, I love to hear that. That's something that we do as well. You know, always the flag is up. I mean, and I don't knock people that don't. And that's a lot of work to, you know. Well, it's not really a lot of work, you know. But you know what I mean. It shows that you love your country, you love your freedoms, because still there's no other better nation on the planet you could live in, regardless of the things that are going on. Up until this point, until we have to go through the hell to defend it.
Let's talk about the U.S. flag for a little bit. It does bear looking into a bit. What's done or is not done with the United States flag is governed by the United States Code, criminal code, and United States Code. And I'm trying to do two things at once here, but it's the United States Code that governs that, and let's see, U.S. Code. For example, it's a violation of U.S. Code and illegal to have the United States flag printed on a T-shirt, for example, or on a paper napkin. It's a violation of U.S. Code to have anything on the U.S. flag, such as a blue stripe, for example. Someone sent me a metal U.S. flag with the Pledge of Allegiance printed on the white stripes. All those things are illegal and actually a criminal violation. If the flag is properly displayed at night, it has to be illuminated. If the flag is not illuminated at night, it needs to either be taken down or, there's no alternative. Many businesses think they're being patriotic, flying the American flag 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it's not illuminated at night. Well, it needs to be, and that's by U.S. code. So a lot of people think they're being patriotic by wearing a jacket that has that looks like any article of clothing that looks like it's made from the American flag is a criminal act. I've seen $300 leather jackets that look like they're made from the American flag. That's a criminal act. I already mentioned T-shirts, which appear to be made from the American flag. Any article of clothing, paper towels, dinner plates, all these things are actually a violation of the U.S. code because they demean the flag. They make it less than what it should be. So I just wanted to point that out to people. When I think they're being patriotic, wearing an article of clothing with the American flag on it, they're actually violating the law, Steve.
That part I did not know. But yes, I do have my American flag illuminated at night and day. Well, the good Lord takes care of the daytime for us.
United States Code, Section 8, Article 4, Section 8, I believe, for U.S. Code, Chapter 1, Title 4, Chapter 1, I got that right now, right citation. United States Code, Title 4, Chapter 1 is the proper respect and use of the flag. I would like to see more people be aware of that and more people pay proper respect for the flag. Typically, this becomes an issue around the 4th of July when stores are selling all kinds of paraphernalia that have the American flag printed on it. Let's move on from there. I don't want to dwell on that a long time. The impeachment matter now moves to the House Judiciary Committee. There's only one place that articles of impeachment can originate from. That is the House Judiciary Committee, run by a guy. I've seen guys in a funeral viewing that look healthier than the head of the House Judiciary Committee. He looks like a really sick guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he does. I don't know. Articles of impeachment are almost impossible to come out of this Judiciary Committee. They'll make complete fools of themselves if they do issue articles of impeachment. The president made a statement yesterday, Steve, when he got off the plane in London, that he may send an appeal to the Supreme Court asking them to dismiss what's going on in the House Judiciary Committee, which by all rights they should, quite frankly.
I agree. I agree with that 100%. It's a waste of the American taxpayers' money. And, as I've stated over and over, John, if the American people don't like Trump to be president, listen, that'll be discussed at the ballot box. And, especially when you're this close to an election to begin with, why is there so much of a big deal? And then if the American people choose to put him back in power, then that's the American people's choice, and Democrats need to live with it.
Well, they do. We keep hearing the mantra that Hillary got 3 million more of the popular vote. Well, it's easily demonstrable. My friend Professor McKinney demonstrated that at least 3 million votes were illegal and not properly cast. That Donald Trump did, in fact, win the popular vote as well as the Electoral College. I have people I'm related to by blood and marriage who believe that our economy is getting better as a legacy of Obama, if you can believe that. That's becoming a popular belief, which has no basis in reality. People believe that the President of the United States is racist. There's no basis in reality for that whatsoever. In fact, his popularity among the black population is increasing to the point where the Democrats are very fearful, because they've always counted on the black vote to carry the day for them, despite Democratic laws that will keep the black population in poverty forever, which is their intent. So they're very scared, Steve, and they really should be, shouldn't they?
Yes, it's very nerve-wracking what's going on. And of course, John, too, you know, as we lead up to the general election come next year, next year still, but only about 11 months away, things are, I'm afraid, are going to get much worse.
And 11 months to the day.
Yeah.
This is the first Tuesday in December, 11 months to the day from today. And so, Steve, these 11 months will fly by so fast, make your head spin.
Yes, they will. And the thing is, John, that's the prepper tip of the day. Prepper tip of the day is you better be ready. It's not going to be good, John. I'm afraid people just don't realize what's coming.
Well, many don't, but I have my own private contacts in law enforcement and people that are elected and appointed to positions of trust and responsibility to deal with law enforcement and preparedness. And they're very concerned. They are very concerned about what will happen between now and the first Tuesday in November, and even more so what's going to happen after the first Tuesday in November when they lose. And they know they're going to lose. And anybody who bets on President Trump losing this election coming up in 11 months is a fool, aren't they?
Yes, it would be very foolish. Very foolish, John.
Which we still do not have a viable candidate on the Republican side. That will have to happen before the end of January. There have to be a viable candidate, because by February it's going to be too late to begin a national campaign. It really would be too late. We got the caucuses beginning in Iowa and so forth in February. And that candidate needs to make themselves known fairly soon. The ones we have right now, Mr. Heart Attack Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, who can't stop making a complete fool of himself in public, several women who are not viable, in my opinion. I don't know who's left. Do you have any prognostication on who might become the Democratic nominee?
Well, they're probably going to pick somebody like Joe Biden, is where I think it's going to come down to. Like you said, there's really just nobody. Buttigieg is one of the other ideas that people have thrown out there as well. and that's, you know, that's still a very real possibility. And he probably would be the best contender, most immoral contender, everything you could think of. But I've watched how that debate has raged on, even in their family life and things like that. But yeah, that's, in fact, if anything, if he actually gets a nomination, and some people are saying that he's only running to get his name more out there, and that it'll actually be the next term after Trump runs this term coming up. It'll be the one after that he actually will win as president of the United States. But I could only see the decay.
Peter Judge is openly homosexual. Is he married to his boyfriend? You know,
yes. From what I understand, yes, they are married. And
His husband would be the first husband? it's funny, but it's also serious.
It's very serious. I mean,
the first,
you know,
the first, look, okay, the, The first man. If the wife is the first lady, then this guy's husband would be the first man.
I wish they would allow the American people to vote for the name of that. I'll leave that one like that. There's no political correctness here, is there, John?
No, not at all. A marriage is a man and a woman. A biological exactly. man and a biological woman. Period. End of paragraph. And you can't overturn 5,000 years of human history because it feels good. You can't. Although they're attempting to. I read an excellent speech given by the governor of Colorado this morning. It's going to be posted on my website, I hope, in a day or two. He outlines, and it wasn't time to forward it to you this morning, Steve. He outlines, kind of tongue-in-cheek, the 6 or 7 things he would do to destroy the United States if he was king. Most of them have to do with uncontrolled immigration and these immigrants who come from frequently freakish, barbaric, dangerous cultures are not assimilating, but maintaining their culture, maintaining their religion, and not becoming part of America. It's a very well-done speech that was done recently in Washington, D.C. at a conference to deal with immigration, and I'm going to get that posted on my website because it's so very insightful. And the article mentions a book that I'll be getting a copy of soon. It has a one-word title, Mexifornia. That's Mexifornia, Mexifornia, by Victor Davis Hanson, Hanson, Mexifornia, by Victor Davis Hanson, who prognosticates, and the governor of Colorado prognosticates that what Hanson puts forth in his book, Mexifornia, would be the blueprint for destroying the United States. So this immigration thing is not what people think it is it, Steve?
No, it's not. Nothing like what people think it is.
It's, if I went to Mexico, I wouldn't expect Mexico to change their signs to be in English just to benefit me and other Americans coming there. I wouldn't expect Mexicans to change their culture and expect me to become to remain holding on to my American culture in their country to the exclusion of the Mexican culture. If any country I would move to, I would want to assimilate and adopt the ways of that culture to fit in. To the best of my ability, I did that while I was in Vietnam, which was not easy, of course, being a 6-foot-tall white guy. But it's, and I know whenever I, one of the first things I did when I got to Vietnam, Steve, was get a Vietnamese English dictionary. And I would, with my co-workers who were Vietnamese, about half the people I worked with were Vietnamese, I would practice my Vietnamese with them. And sometimes I had them laughing because I thought I was saying one word and I said the Vietnamese word for potato instead of the word I meant to be saying. And but they appreciated that 20-year-old John Moore was making an effort to learn their language and speak their language. And about the third month I was there, I woke up one morning, Steve, and I realized I was thinking in Vietnamese, which told me I was becoming part of their culture.
That's right.
Adapting their language. When you start thinking in that language without even... It was not a conscious effort on my part. It was just became, I was immersed in the culture and became part of it. Point being, going back to our country, there's parts of Chicago where you can be born, live 80 years, and die, and never speak anything but Spanish, have employment, go to school, have social activities, and never speak English at all in the city of Chicago. We have a break. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. This is General Fact here. I'm more here on Tuesday, the 3rd day of December. We're going on a cruise. We are going on a cruise. We're leaving Port Orlando Sunday, the 9th day of February, returning a week later. And the day before, on the 8th, we're having a speaking engagement. If you want to go on a cruise, call our cruise director and have her mail you a nice full-color brochure. Betsy Murphy, that's 636-530-9502. Our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, her telephone one more time, 636-530-9502. The day before, Steve and I will be doing a speaking engagement in Metro Orlando. I don't believe tickets are quite yet available, but Steve, tell us the venue and so forth as much as you can.
Yes, and the tickets will be available today. Our page will go up effective today. We're not going to announce it on our end that it is up, but you'll be able to get the tickets by this afternoon. We've finally found someone that could tell us how we could get this done. On our website, israelinewslive.org, you will look for, it'll be posted right there near the top of the page, Saturday, February 8th, 2020, Orlando Conference is the name of the conference as of right now. It is at the Embassy Suites by Hilton, Orlando North, which is actually considered Ultimate Springs, Florida. And if you let's see, I thought, yes, the address is actually already, will be on, is already on the website too. It's 225 Shorecrest Drive, Ultimate Springs, Florida. So that's
the name of the town called. Again?
That's called Ultimate Springs,
Ultimate.
Florida.
Yeah. Ultimate, like the ultimate flavor.
Right, A-L-T-A-M-O-N-T-E, Ultimate Springs.
Oh, Ultimate, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's just a suburb of Orlando, northeast side of Orlando is where that's at. In fact, from there, if you're going to the cruise, it's very simple. You're very close to the 417 hub. That just runs you right down to another junction, and it takes you straight out to where the cruise is at. So it's still a nice, convenient location there to be able to get to, because I guess you guys are going out close there to Cape Canaveral is where you're going to be actually going
right. So, well, it'll be a lot of fun. I hope people can get tickets and be there, and it'll be a lot of fun. Steve, your most recent video on your website is titled Antichrist Spirit Revealed Documentary. It's an hour and 13 minutes long. Can you give us a brief summary of that? And it's at your website at IsraeliNewsLive.org. What is the
yes.
summary of that video?
You know, John, that's a video that I would have preferred not to have had to have done, but it's a growing movement against the name of Jesus. And, you know, I come from Jewish parents. You know, I speak Hebrew, so the name Yeshua is easy for me. It doesn't matter. But there's a growing movement that claims that the name of Jesus is not a good name, because they say, well, the letter J came in the 15th century, and so therefore there was no Jesus 2,000 years ago.
Oh, come on.
And you know, well, here's the bad thing, John. They actually, the guys that did this video, and maybe they meant well, they just got misguided. That's my hope, is what it really is. But they come up with the idea that the name of Jesus is actually the mark of the beast. I was getting letters like crazy from people that listen to our channel that have been listening to that saw this video, and the guy's got over 100,000 subscribers, so he does have an impact on a lot of people. And they said, Steve, I can't believe this. Is this really true? And I'm like, there's no way this is true. So I did take the time. I listened to the entire video that they did. They did do an addendum later claiming they didn't mean that you're going to hell if you believe the name Jesus. But nonetheless, if you say it's the mark of the beast, and there's no recant on that from what I can see, everybody that takes the mark of the beast ends up burning in hell. And where the premise of this comes from is that, one, they say the letter J came into existence in the 15th century, which, all right, I understand that, but all languages evolve, including the Hebrew language, in fact. I mean, we have a completely different alphabet since the time that Moses first wrote. So, hey, does that mean that all we have is fake? You know, but nonetheless, they get into this argument that the Greek numbers, 600, and 66 is written in Revelation, is made up of three Greek letters. And those Greek letters, when you sound them out, sound similar to the name of Jesus, and therefore that's why Jesus is the mark of the beast. One of the reasons.
Oh, come on.
It sounds more like Cheetos than it does Jesus quite. Oh my gosh.
Well,
John, I'm like.
Yeah, whoever dreamed this up was very creative in their dysfunction, I have to admit. Very creative in their dysfunction. We have bottom of the hour break. Phone number is 800-313-9450.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the third day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. We now have our excellent daily service back up and running full speed. Daily intelligence briefing put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. This is his hobby. It's, when you look at this posting every day, you can tell, at least I can tell, there's a lot of work that goes into this. Articles he finds, open source articles that document what's going on, geopolitical matters all over the planet. It's there brand new, pretty much 7 days a week. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinic for sale. It's my home business. If you're tired of arthritis pain and you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they recently raised the price of all the coffee you can drink all day long from 50 cents. To 75 cents. And it goes out priority mail, signature confirmation. And of course, I have a 90-day money back guarantee. So if you want to get rid of the arthritis pain, mitigate the arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it, and you're good to go. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your orders using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Mr. Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, I don't want to dwell too much longer on your most recent video, other than it is an unfortunate circumstance that we have to devote time to dealing with silliness. But we have no choice, because there's people who might believe that silliness, aren't there?
Well, sorry about that. That was the biggest problem, John, was because I got a lot of emails coming in, and people sincerely, they were nervous. One lady had wrote me and she said, "Stephen, you know, I led my mother to the Lord, you know, several years back, and she believed on the name of Jesus Christ as her Savior, and then she died, and I'm now concerned, where's my mother?" And, you know, and so you see these type things, you get these type letters, and people are genuinely concerned. And I will say this, for those that are listening, John, too, I think that one thing they need to understand, because it's not just the fact that they're trying to say the name Jesus is associated as the mark of the beast, but another major issue is that it's exalting a Hebrew name for Jesus as a sacred name. And a lot of my own viewers will say that, "Steve, you know that the Hebrew language, you know that we should, if Jesus' name was in Hebrew, we should go by the Hebrew name." But as I say even to my own listeners, I said, "Look, which Hebrew name then?" I said, because that even in the group of people that are trying to discover their Hebrew roots or whatever it may be, I said, you have so many different scenarios that are offered, and every scholar that's involved in that, to his own satisfaction, proves his point. I said, so we have Yeshua, Yahshua, Yahushua, Yeshu, Yashu. I said, which name is supposed to be so sacred then that we're supposed to teach the entire world a new language? And I said, and what about the poor people that never heard any other name, but they believed anyway? I said, so where do you put the people when you do something like this? You know, this whole ideology of sacred name movement has caused more confusion, more problems for people than anything else I've ever seen in my life. So I think it's terrible. You know, look, if you live in Israel too, for example, and you, let's say you were born speaking the Hebrew language and you say the name Yeshua, to them it just means salvation. It does not mean the name of Jesus. But if you say the name of Jesus, they know exactly who you're talking about. You're talking about the man from Galilee that was crucified 2,000 years ago, and according in their mind, he was a heretic, and that's the way they look at it. But if you say Yeshua, you'd be surprised how many times they have no clue of what you're talking about.
Right. Well, segue to your topic change. I'm working to, when I'm down in your area in February, meet one of the top, possibly the top men in the area of researching the Bible Code. He's Jewish. He lives an hour or less from your home. And if you'd like to meet him with me, you'd certainly be welcome to join us. But I find the Bible Code a fascinating area of study, and something that almost nobody knows about, even exists. But I'm working on making that happen, and it'll be a lot of fun. And like I say, Steve, you'll be welcome to join me if you would like to.
Sounds good. Who are you going to be meeting down there? Are you able to say yet?
Well, I'd rather not mention his name publicly.
Yet. Okay, that's fine.
I'm not sure how public he wants to be at the moment. But we have a mutual friend, my friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster, who's been in contact with this man for, oh, I guess, 5 to 7 years, something like that. And his work is excellent work when it comes to the Bible Code. Maybe we should talk about the Bible Code just a little bit, since we did kind of move in that direction of the Bible and Jesus. It has to do with the original Hebrew text of what it's called the Old Testament, and for several centuries, the Jewish scholars were attempting to find coded messages in the Hebrew text, and they, using primitive methods, they did find some words and messages. But in the modern age, we use the same computer program the CIA uses for decryption. The area of expertise is called encryption and decryption, and it's all mathematics. And basically, from my understanding, I've read three different books on it. If you take, you know, the original Hebrew text was written in scrolls, but there are individual pages on these scrolls. If you were to physically cut the pages apart and precisely line them up one behind the other, you have a hologram. And that's kind of a quick summary of what's going on here. And people, unknowledgeable people, will say, well, you can find coded messages in what appears to be coded messages in any large text, such as War and Peace. Well, you can't. You may find a random word here and there. But the Bible code is real. It's backed up by real science. And one of the men who helped prove it early on was an atheist Jew who worked for the CIA as a cryptologist, who was given the challenge of attempting to disprove the reality of the Bible code, and he accepted it with glee, thinking, well, I'll make this go away real quick. And in his attempt to make it go away, he proved it to himself that the Bible code is real, using what he uses 8 to 5 Monday through Friday at the CIA in his chosen career as a cryptologist. So it's a fascinating area, Steve, and I'm looking forward to meeting this gentleman.
What was the guy's name that was trying to disprove it? Do you remember that, John?
I don't recall his name, but you may know him.
I was thinking that may be the case because, I forget his name as well. There's one guy that a good friend of mine, her grandfather, is one of the early pioneers of the Bible code when they didn't do it with computers. They just did it manually.
Right.
And I know he wrote a book about it. He actually became a believer in Jesus Christ as the Messiah because he said one day he's sitting, you know, studying his Bible, and he said he hears a voice speak to him. I hope I got this right, the story right. But he said the voice said, if you count the letters, skip ever so many letters, he said, you will discover my name.
Right.
And he said, and I forget what it was, like every 50th letter, something like that. And he said, then he finds out that the name was Yeshua, which, well, you know, he was, of course, he's Hebrew, so that, you know, that's normal for him. So it's not English, it's not Jesus, but it's, you know, that would be different. And that's what caused him to really take a serious look at Jesus. But then it also caused him to get more to studying the code. And I've actually done it. I have the program as well. I've used it many, many times. I will tell you one that's funny, and I don't know if anybody's ever done this. I did Hillary Clinton one time back years ago when her husband was president. I ran her name because I was running different names at the time, and it came up that woman of sin.
Woman of sin
from sin, the scripture. That's where Hillary's name showed up in the Bible code, that woman of sin.
Well, I think that's being a bit more polite than I would be. Steve, we got a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Stephen. The reason why I'm calling in, I had sent you some, had John send you some information about the Ark of the Covenant. Not many people are aware, but not only was the Ark of the Covenant found, but so were five books that were in a leather scroll that were along with the Ark of the Covenant. And the Bible code, I believe that it does exist and that it does reveal. There are some books out on the Bible code, and there are also people that use certain kind of software to look up things in the Bible code. Is that what you use, Stephen?
Well, yeah, I do have a regular program for it, and I know there's different type programs out there. I think the biggest, to me, there's issues with it in the way that it's used, and then there's the right way to use it as well. And I don't know which way is correct per se. My biggest concern is I see a lot of people that will use the code to pretty much prophesy what they think is going to happen, but then in a lot of cases, those things fail. And it brings the code itself to a bad name, or causes a lot of people to really, you know, feel, makes an awkward situation out of something that could be very useful. So I've always approached these things with a bit of caution, and I always like to tell people, you know, never look at it as a prophesying tool, because God never said he would prophesy with codes. Not to say that he's not the master that can hide things in a code. I believe that's very true, you know, as far as the way everything was constructed in the scripture, you know, but one of the big things that people get into is they start doing a lot of huge skip space in the numbers, because you have to consider the Bible code is like when you lay out a jigsaw, not a jigsaw puzzle, but you know how in school we would take the block of letters and inside of there are names that are hidden crossways, backwards, things like that, and you had to circle it and find the word that's in there. That's the way the code works. So they take out all the spaces in the words, put it like in a grid, and then it's like every so many letters you skip consistently. Let's say if you're going to skip four letters on a certain particular letter or a certain set of letters, like in a name, and then you find out if there's a pattern. And then that pattern, you'll find out it falls to a certain part of the Bible. And what is written there is what they try to get an idea. Does this mean that? Well, unfortunately, some of the people that do codes, they'll have such huge skips that it really gets kind of outlandish. And so a lot of things are put out there as predictions. I think prediction is probably better than prophesy, because they're just only trying, you know, the weatherman predicts the weather. It doesn't mean that he knows what it's really going to be. It's his best idea of what's going to happen. But then people begin to lean upon that. And then when it doesn't happen, then they're like, oh, this is just all fake. No, it doesn't mean that it's fake. It just means that prediction is not correct. It wasn't done, you know, doesn't mean that the guy did what he did wrong. It's just the assumption. So you're really making assumptions, and those assumptions can be incorrect. But at the same time, from what I've always heard from people that are deep into these codes that really understand them more from a scientific aspect, is that you don't want those huge jumps, because they can do a skip space of 1,000 letters. It's supposed to be that if the skip space is small, relatively small, like within the space of 10 letters, and then you see where it comes up at in a very tight group sequence, that's when you have more of a realistic possibility of it being an accurate code. Now, whether or not that's correct or not, or how do you interpret that, that's not my expertise. I do it more from an amateur standpoint and have just kind of played around with it over the years. You can really get caught up into it, and the next thing you know, I got caught up into it back years ago when it was very popularized early on and was spending 8-10 hours a day doing codes, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you know, this is totally getting away from the Word of God.
Carried away there, Steve.
Yeah, exactly, and you don't want to do that.
I agree with
prayer
you.
Is better.
Exactly. Did you have an opportunity to look into the website artdiscovery.com?
I am curious, though, about one thing. You mentioned that they had found a leather-bound book there that was with the Ark as well. Is this Ron Wyatt's work?
Yes, it is Ron's. Not only that, but there was also a sample of blood that was taken from the lid.
I know
of the
about
mercy
that.
Seat on the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
Yes, there was a leather scroll. I can put you in contact with Ron's associate if you want more information on that.
I am interested in that. I actually know, I haven't talked to her in years now, but I knew Mary Lou, which was his wife, when he passed away. And recently at one of my conferences, his sons, or Ron's daughter-in-law, actually came to the conference, and she came up to me to meet me afterwards, and she said, you know, I just want you to know, we listen to the work you do on Israeli News Live. We really appreciate your work. And, you know, and so, but I'd never heard about that particular part of the story. I really would be curious about it. I'd heard the things about, you know, the Israelis tried to remove the Ark. They took men down there that are supposed to be priests. They all died. You know, whether or not this is true or not, I don't know, but I can see how it could be done and then never nothing go public about it as well. Which kind of, if that's true, I'll tell you why I can believe that to be true. I do believe that a lot of the people that claim to be priests today are actually no more than the Hasmoneans, which are, they may be Levites, but I think they're from the Babylonian period when they crossbred in with the Hittites, Perizzites, and Jebusites. So to me, they're not true priests. They have no right to be in the priesthood as a result of that. And there's a lot of things going on.
The priesthood follows bloodlines. Is that accurate?
Yes, it has to. You know, the according to like the people, the Qumranites that were down at the Dead Sea, they claimed that they were the true priests. They were the Zadokites. They were driven out because of the conflict that they had between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And of course,
hold that thought,
Steve. In a minute. Okay,
Elizabeth, you got anything else?
Hold on, we got a break.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gentlemen, Elizabeth, what's your final question or comment here before we wrap it up?
Oh, I would just like very much if you would pass on to Stephen my contact number, because there's so much information I need and want to share with him.
Sure.
I think will be very valuable to him.
I'll do that when the show's over today. Thank you for the call, Elizabeth.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we're down to the last 3 minutes here. It's been a very fast hour, hasn't it?
That was fast. How'd that go by so quick, John?
That means we're having fun and doing good radio. That's what that means. our conference on Saturday, the 8th day of February, down there in Florida is going to be a lot of fun. I hope a lot of people can show up. What's the cost of the tickets going to be for these folks?
It's only going to be $25. We just basically want to be able to cover the cost of the venue there. We have 130 seats available. That will be up on our website today, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And just look for the Orlando Conference event there. You'll see that. You'll be able to open that link by this afternoon. Sometime around 6 o'clock, I'll say for sure, we'll actually upload that. And then the people can just purchase the ticket there. Because the venue altogether runs right around $2,000. It's a kind of an expensive place to do it. But in Orlando, you just, unless you're in with a church where the church allows you just to use it, it's not easy to find a good place. But it's always worked out good there. They've got a nice facility. You can stay there. You know, the rates are not that expensive on the hotel there. I think it's just a little over 100 a night, something like that. I mean, it's not a Motel 6, so nobody's going to leave the light on for you, but nonetheless, they have the breakfast, everything.
I won't do that again voluntarily. I have no choice, I will.
Yeah, I can imagine what your night was like.
Your knees on the wall, and the towels are about half the size they should be, you know.
Or they're running the, well, we won't say what's going on in the neighborhood. That happened to me one time.
Well, a business is a business, you know?
That's right. So Tom Baudet, he can do the commercial. I like the guy's commercial, but it just doesn't work, believe me. Oh, goodness.
Well, anyway. I hope you can be back with us on a more regular basis. I know you've got some issues you've been dealing with, and
yes. Do pray for Yana. I will say that my wife, she is going through some very difficult times physically. Even on our own program, people are really wanting to see her, and it's just, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs. So
right. Well, it's called life, and
that's right.
Praying for Yana that she'll have a recovery and get back to doing the thing that she loves to do.
Yes, sounds great.
All right. Well, Steve, I won't be cut off by the music. It's always good to have you here, sir, and look forward to having you back next Tuesday.
Sounds great. Take care, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a top of the hour break coming up here in less than a minute. I'll be back with Leon Green. We'll be talking about all the different things that Leon and I talk about, including incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your life. You never know what directions our conversation is going to go. And, of course, Leon will be with us on the Caribbean cruise. Between John Moore and Leon Green, the two of us know a lot about cigar breaks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.